another episode of The Conversation. I am one of your hosts, Josh.
And I'm Ben.
Ben. And we're here again to talk about more VR-related things.
Absolutely.
Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about industries, mainly construction and engineering, and some interesting ideas of how we've heard VR being used and some of our own thoughts of what we've felt and of how we feel VR can be used more, can be used to the advantage of that industry. So one of the really cool articles that I read, and we'll talk a little bit about this, is the idea of evacuation planning, emergency evacuation.
Yep.
So at least in Canada, most of Canada, I believe, if you're in a building, you have to have an emergency fire plan generally, right?
There's
fire routes, there's signage, things like that. It has to be planned ahead of time.
Yeah.
And generally speaking, those that is not, when it comes to actually planning where it is, it's generally thought of as an afterthought. Right? When you're constructing a building and you're saying, this is going to be our fire plan, you don't know it until the building's already done.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Saying, this is going to be our most logical fire plan to get out of here with a certain amount of time. Well, now VR is going to give basically architects the ability to plan that ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Or be able to plan saying, if we have multiple fire routes, so in our building we have three different fire routes you can technically take to get out of the building. Well, what if you wanted to figure out which is the best one, which is the most useful, the most efficient?
Mm-hmm.
Now you can program these different routes into VR and see for yourself and start running data against them, right?
Wow, okay. So that basically allows you to have these preset fire routes before anything's happened, before even before the building is built. Like you can do a walkthrough of the building to see where the emergency routes are and what should be placed where and where things are going to be and where you should go when an emergency happens.
Yeah.
That basically stops the need for, I guess it doesn't, fire drills.
Yeah, well, you now change the way you do fire drills, mm-hmm. right? So then now, okay, so again, if you're a brand new building, you've constructed your building, you've programmed it into VR, you've identified what you want your fire route to be. Now you can start training people on using it.
Yeah.
And that's where we always have come back with VR. It comes back to the idea of training, right? You can train a human being now in nearly an infinite number of ways on how to get them to build good habits, right? So
yeah.
Running a fire drill at school, you and I both did them in schools. How often did you ever take it seriously?
Never.
Probably not.
Not once.
Nope. It was your opportunity to goof around, try not to get yelled at by the teacher, various things like that.
Of course.
Since you started working, have you ever done a fire drill at work?
Nope.
No. You waited until the fire alarm went off and then you try to remember where you needed to go.
Yeah.
Right? All of this is coming from a standpoint of, well, it's probably not dangerous, so we don't need to take it seriously. Well, in that event that it does become dangerous?
In a building like this, which is kind of small, you'd probably know that it's dangerous before the fire alarm goes off.
Yeah. And you don't want to see what happens when you don't take it seriously.
Exactly.
Right?
You
have some people who aren't taking it seriously. So now you can start to train. You start to train people, this is how you can act under pressure, right? When there's actual fire in front of you, right? You've programmed that fire into VR, you're walking in the hallway, you see a fire pop up, you can now train that person to react with how they're supposed to in the real
world.
Go the other way.
Crawl,
exactly, right?
Yeah.
All these things of the way we used to do it, the way we used to train it, can be redone in VR, done more efficiently, more
and
effectively.
And just easier.
Yeah, you can have more randomization. Right. And mm-hmm. and so if you want to think of fire drills got you're trying to build a habit. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, building a habit is one thing, right? By repetition, by doing it.
Yeah.
Now let's take the fire simulation and give you three or five different options. Now you're putting somebody in there saying, you can't just rely on your memory and your habit to remember, I have to go this route.
Exactly.
You now have to rely on, well, maybe that main route is blocked. Now I have to rely on my better habits, my baser instincts on, don't go towards the fire. Start remembering those principles rather than memorize this route.
I mean,
it's a big thing.
It's pretty big with even just those. But without going into the emergency side of it, you have building planning. Like you can do full walkthroughs of pre-built buildings mm-hmm. that aren't built in real life, but you just like, and you can adjust it. You can raise the ceiling here. You can open the wall up. You can take the wall out. You can add a platform. You can all of this stuff exists, and it's probably going to be more widely used in the future. It also works with construction, like electricians. Like you can build, or you can see the wires in walls before they're there. It's the same as, as like plumbing you can do
as
well.
It's the idea of like almost like industrial planning. Right? You can start to better, more efficiently plan how you're going to construct your building, where you're going to be wiring things, like you said.
Yeah.
You know, stress tests for, you know, for certain types of buildings. If you're, you know, if you're building in a city that has increased, you know, earthquake activity, well, now you can stress test your building ahead of time if you're programming it in.
In VR,
yeah, right, and you're getting to see it firsthand.
Exactly, 3D scale
structure, right? It's not just, you know, you're drawing your architecture design and then you're saying, well, we hope it's going to, you know, turn out the way we drew it. Hopefully,
yeah, right. Hopefully,
yeah. and with that, I mean, you can kind of think of the need for architects is now kind of, it's not going down, but it's, you can no longer just have that skill.
Exactly.
You're now better off to be able to be a computer developer, right? A VR developer who also knows architecture.
Exactly.
Who can then program both and be able to do both, right?
So then, like accessibility planning. So you can plan where wheelchair ramps make sense.
In Ontario, you might know, you probably knew this. In Ontario, it is mandatory, 100% from mandatory for a building to be wheelchair accessible. If you're going to accept customers and from the other side of business, you have to be wheelchair accessible. Have to be.
Yeah.
That can be very, very expensive.
It can be, especially if you don't know where you're going to put it.
Yep.
Yeah.
A ramp can cost, I think depending on the size of the ramp, you can be looking at $10,000.
Jeez.
For concrete, the design of it, the railings, you know, the certification of it.
Like, and if you're only like 2-3 stories of a building and having to put an elevator in.
It is a cost you don't want to have to do more than once, right? Yeah. So exactly. Now you can start to be, you can plan ahead of time.
Exactly.
Is this going to work? Is it going to be accepted? And then if it is, now I can actually pull the trigger and get it done.
Exactly. Yeah.
Certainly VR can hopefully, you know, if it can minimize some injury, you know, some potential, you know, deaths from like fire or something like that from an emergency perspective and save costs from a construction perspective, right? Reduce the amount of waste of start over again.
Well, it would also, and I just thought about this, with like outdoor plumbing, like with the sewage lines across the cities, you can now use virtual reality or augmented reality, look down, see where those lines are, and now you're not having people drilling into these lines.
City planning.
Full, so if you have that all in a system on like an augmented reality headset, now that's not going to happen for a while because they're already down and it's kind of hard to put that in, but regardless, you can see that, you can look down and go, okay, we need to drill there, but there's a pipe there now. So let's go to the left and drill underneath it and then to the right. Yeah. And now there's nothing over there. And so you're just going to drill to the side of the piping and then you don't end up having outages for long periods of time. Yeah. The electricity thing does it as well, as being able to look into a wall and see the wires going up through the wall and then through the ceilings and then down out the walls and all of that stuff. And so if you need to cut into the concrete or not concrete, but the drywall or anything in the walls, you can see where the electricity is before you cut into the wall.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
We're coming back to the idea that you could take an industry situation and you can look at it from, I am definitely trying to make it more efficient from a cost perspective, an environmental perspective.
Safer.
Yeah. All of this is, you're moving in the right direction. Are we losing the notion of like trial and error? Yeah, in some areas, sure. But there are areas you don't want to be fumbling in repeatedly. And
exactly.
When it comes to your emergency planning, you want to make sure you do it once.
Correct.
Probably only once. Right?
Yeah.
So, cool.
All right.
Okay. Send us off.
If you want to book a VR session for yourself, head to controlvrcade.com. If you would like to get into a business for yourself, head over to virtualrealityfranchise.com. We have wonderful arcades. And if you want to ask us any questions or have any ideas about something that you want us to talk about on the podcast, email us at ilovevr@controlvrcade.com. And we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Catch you next one.
Peace.